This is Fresh Air. Brian Ferry is best known as the lead singer of the British art rock band Roxy Music, but in the early 1970s, he released two solo albums filled with covers of well-known pop and rock songs by artists ranging from Bob Dylan to Leslie Gore. A new album, titled Live at the Royal Albert Hall, 1974, captures Ferry singing many of these songs in concert, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it's wonderful to hear.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? Where have you been, my darling young one? I stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains, walked down the quad on 6 foot highways, but not in front of a dozen dead ocean diving, 1,000 miles in the mouth of the graveyard. And it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a
In 1973, Brian Ferry released his first solo album called These Foolish Things. It led off with an extraordinary version of Bob Dylan's A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, in which Ferry's tremulous baritone turned folk song into art song, at once elegant and crashingly loud. That radical reinterpretation serves as one of the high points of Live at the Royal Albert Hall 1974. A marvelous concert album that captures Ferry in all his contradictory glory.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. Oh no. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. Ooh, ooh. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoking's in your eyes.
As the leader of the band Roxy Music, Brian Ferry had been making glam rock with pretensions. He liked to come on stage in a tuxedo. He wrote a lot of the band's material, but when he decided to put out a solo record, he resolved to make a different kind of statement by placing hits by Dylan, the Beach Boys, and Smokey Robinson side by side. He told Rolling Stone magazine at the time, "The solo career is pure style, imposing my style on a ready-made content."
I love how your eyes close whenever you kiss me. Oh, when I'm away from you, I love how you miss me. I love the way you always treat me tenderly. But darling, most of all, I love how you love me. I love how your heart beats.
The period during which Ferry was covering these songs was a time when pop music was very much in flux. It was, for the most part, dominated by singer-songwriters such as Jackson Browne, The Eagles, Joni Mitchell, Paul Simon. Punk rock, a reaction to both the singer-songwriters and to the mannerism that Ferry embodied, was just being born. In this context, Ferry's crooning was a sharp challenge. One reason it worked, and still sounds so potent now, is because he backed up his posing with a strong band that included Roxy Music members Phil Manzanera on guitar and Chris Thompson on drums, along with a 33-piece orchestra. You can hear the full force of this combination on Ferry's version of The Beach Boys.
Well, it's been building up inside of me for I keep
Most pop musicians would say that the recording studio is where the art is made, where a track can be meticulously tinkered with to achieve the artist's ideal version of a song. Live performances are about putting on a good show, letting them see you sweat. Passion takes precedence over perfection. But when it comes to a performer like Ferry, for whom precision and restraint are so essentially part of his persona, it becomes an additional thrill to hear him in a circumstance in which he's not completely in control. His voice may crack a little. He may get caught up in the spontaneous jolt of a guitar riff. It becomes fascinating to listen to his fruity baritone strain to be heard over the roar of the music. The results are strong, burly versions of songs such as this cover of Leslie Gore's 1963 pop hit, The In Crowd. I remember quite vividly that when Ferry was making the camp gestures that form these cover versions, there was a widespread sentiment that what he was doing was merely a stunt, that his solo albums were basically novelty records. But I loved those recordings. The tension they contained sometimes seemed overpowering in its effectiveness. I'm happy to hear how spectacularly well the music holds up now.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Brian Ferry's new concert album called Live at the Royal Albert Hall, 1974.